SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
In Australia, pharmacists provide prescription medications and healthcare advice, educating the community on safe medicine use and disease prevention. If you're sick and your doctor prescribes medication, your next step is to visit your local pharmacy to have your prescription filled.
Some prescriptions will be handwritten from a doctor, some will be computer generated and printed, and some will come as what is called an e-script.
A prescription may have repeats specified, and this allows the patient to purchase more medications multiple times.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni, and in this episode, we look at how Australia's pharmacy system works, so you know what to expect when visiting a pharmacy. Pharmacists are among the most accessible healthcare professionals in Australia, offering a wide range of services. Pharmacies stock a broad range of medications and healthcare products. Community pharmacies, sometimes also called chemists, serve patients within the local area, while hospital pharmacies serve the patients in a hospital. In Australia, many common medications, whether for unexpected illnesses or long-term health conditions, require a prescription from your doctor. These prescriptions are then filled at a pharmacy. Lina Mansour is a Melbourne pharmacist who has experience working in both Egypt and Australia. She's witnessed firsthand the differences in how pharmacies operate here compared to overseas.
Working in two different countries has been quite a unique experience. People coming from different backgrounds have different understandings of how the system works. Some people are not aware of some elements, for example, that a medical prescription has an expiry date that could be 1 year or 6 months from its prescribed date, depending on the type of medicine.
Another common situation is patients asking for medicines that they'd previously had prescribed by a doctor outside of Australia.
Others would come into the pharmacy without a prescription, asking, let's say, for a blood pressure medicine. This blood pressure medicine was prescribed to them by their doctor overseas. In such cases, I explained to them that this medicine cannot be supplied by a pharmacist, except when the patient comes in with a prescription essentially written by a doctor here in Australia.
In Australia, only registered doctors can issue prescriptions, which can then be filled at pharmacies. Tom Andrew is the owner of Captain Stirling Pharmacy in suburban Perth. He explains.
Once a patient has a prescription, they must present that prescription to the pharmacy. Some prescriptions will be handwritten from a doctor, some will be computer generated and printed, and some will come as what is called an e-script. The e-scripts will be a code that the doctor can send to a mobile phone or email.
All medication prescriptions in Australia show the name of the active ingredient in that medicine. So as a patient, you can recognise the medication itself rather than just the brand names. Pharmacists may stock both brand name and cheaper generic versions of the same medications, which have the exact same active ingredient as the brand name medication and have been tested and approved by the government regulator.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
Within a pharmacy, there'll be a dispensary where the pharmacist will dispense the medicine. It will often be a designated area and signposted. The pharmacist or pharmacy staff may need to check some details with the patient before filling the prescription. Some details may be quite simple, like their address, date of birth, or Medicare status. Some other details may include current weight, especially with children, whether it's a new medicine, and what brand the patient may wish to have.
The pharmacist will then prepare the medicine, ensuring the correct medicine is being dosed correctly for the patient.
Most prescriptions will be filled within 5 to 30 minutes. A new prescription for a new medicine and a new patient will likely take longer to dispense than a medicine for a regular patient who's been taking the same medicine for a long period of time.
All medicines in Australia are classified as poisons. Each medicine is then placed into a schedule based on how safe it is for patients. It's important to note that access to certain medication schedules can vary depending on the state or territory you're in. Perth pharmacist Yong Hui Go explains what the different schedules mean.
Unscheduled medications are available outside of pharmacies in locations such as supermarkets, convenience stores, and petrol stations. Pharmacy medicines, also known as Schedule 2, are restricted for sale within pharmacies but do not require a prescription. In most states, excluding Western Australia, they're available for self-selection by the public, but within the area of supervision by a pharmacist.
Then there are Schedule 3 and Schedule 4 medications.
Pharmacist-only medicines Schedule 3 do not require prescription, but are only available under the advice and supervision of a pharmacist. That's because they can carry a greater risk of adverse effects and potential for misuse. Examples include stronger antihistamines, which may cause drowsiness, pseudoephedrine-containing products, asthma relievers, and much more. Prescription medicines Schedule 4 require a prescription prior to dispensing and purchase at a pharmacy.
Australia has a Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme, or PBS, which is a subsidy designed to provide affordable access to a range of medicines. To receive the subsidy, you must be an Australian resident or hold a current Medicare card, as Mr. Andrew explains.
The PBS allows the patient's medicine expense to be capped per item of each supply. The cost will differ depending on the concessional status of the patient. Where a patient has a concession card, then a PBS medicine will cost them $7.70 per supply, and a supply may be 1 or 2 months' worth of that medicine. For a general patient, that supply is capped at $31.60. It then means the cost of the medicine is likely to be the same in any pharmacy, whether that be in a busy city or in a remote country town.
Australia also has a reciprocal healthcare agreement with several other countries. This means that even if you don't have an Australian Medicare card, you may still be able to purchase their medicine at the PBS subsidised rate. However, not all medications in Australia are covered by the PBS.
These medicines will be dispensed as what is called a private prescription. A private script is not covered by Medicare, so the price will vary from pharmacy to pharmacy. Whilst they may not have Medicare to subsidise the cost of the medicine, those who have private health insurance will find the insurers will often contribute to the cost.
Yong Hui explains a range of other healthcare services that pharmacists provide.
Pharmacists are often the primary contact for patients in the community and can help diagnose and treat many conditions such as colds, allergies, headaches, eczema, dermatitis, acne, urinary tract and fungal infections. These are just to name a few. A pharmacist can conduct a home medicines review based on a referral from a patient's general practitioner, a GP. This process helps to identify any issues a patient might be having with their medications and recommendations by the pharmacist to their GP for better medication management.
Pharmacists can also offer selected health screenings, including blood glucose and blood pressure monitoring, anemia testing and diabetes screening. In some states and territories, pharmacists are authorised to administer immunisations. such as for COVID-19 and influenza, and dispense some scheduled prescription-only medicines, like the oral contraceptive pill, without the need for a doctor's visit. If you have a chronic or lifelong health condition, such as high blood pressure, your doctor may provide a prescription that allows repeat medications to be dispensed, as Yong Hui explains.
A prescription may have repeats specified, and this allows the patient to purchase more medications multiple times without a new prescription being issued each time. In this case, the pharmacist will dispense a repeat prescription form, which is then attached to the original prescription. These two copies must be kept together to form a valid prescription for dispensing each time.
In some situations, such as when a type of medicine is not easily available or is needed for a specific use, some pharmacies, like Mr. Andrews, can also compound medicines.
These specialist pharmacies are able to prepare more patient-specific medicine depending on what is required. Some of these medicines may include a product that is not available in Australia, either because there is a stock shortage or because there is not one commercially available. Or the medicine may be in a different dosage form, like a liquid for a child or a paste for a dog. Some medicines may need to be compounded in order to get a specific dose tailored especially for that patient.
Whether you're concerned about your ill child or a chronic health condition of your own, visiting the same pharmacy and getting to know your pharmacist can be helpful in managing the health care of you and your family. For Lena, working as a community pharmacist is a fulfilling career, making a difference to people's lives every day.
You get to advise patients on their health concerns, offer them different treatment options that best suits them, and encourage their healthy lifestyle choices. It can be very rewarding assisting elderly in organizing their medications or helping a mom to soothe her unwell child and finally get some restful sleep after a long day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Chusak. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Melissa Compagnoni. Until next time.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.